You're like the president. You're the head. So if you're going to live very, very long, your children are going to be ahead of you. Like this, when you go, your children will take over. So like that's what he said to him. You shouldn't live that long in order to give your children a chance also to take over your gedula. Avua bari'iyo u'minyamin bari'iyo. These two people, Chadoma once said, tastefully, it should be good for me, t'layestaki b'kusi. I never looked at a kusi. Kusi is a rush. I never looked at a kusi. I should get a bracha for that. The Chadoma once said, tastefully, it should come good to come to me, t'layavdi shutvis v'ad kusi. I never made a partnership with a kusi. She'i'ya. Why? The moral says, because a kusi is a rush, you have to swear, you'll swear to the wrong thing. It's not good to have a partner that's a rush. Shalu Tamidu Vesrebi Zerim. B'mar Rachti Yom, how we use Zerim to have a long life? Omelahem, Miyom Alek Parati B'Tech Besi. I never got angry in my household. I was never angry at anybody. V'loit Sa'arati B'Fnei Mishabodri Meni. I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me. No, I never stepped on him. I never took away their covet. V'loit Hirati B'Mavoye Samatunofis. I never thought in learning Torah in a Makom you're not allowed to. In a muck, in a dirty place that has shmutz there, has waste there, you're not allowed to learn Torah there. I never even thought in Torah. I never walked Dalaramis without learning Torah. So that means in a place that I'm allowed to learn Torah. But not in the muck, in the office. For the overlight film, I never walked Dalaramis without wearing film. He always wore film. So Rashi says, his Torah was always coming out of his mouth. He was always talking and learning. I never slept in the Beis Medrash. Not a long sleep, not a nap. I never slept. It's Malkum Kaddush. I didn't sleep there. Like it says by Yaakov Avino, that when he woke up, he was scared because he said if he would have known this place is a Malkum Shechina, he wouldn't have slept there. He's not supposed to sleep in the Malkum Kaddush. I was never happy when my friend had a downfall. I never called my friend in a nickname. For Yarmala Sansei Bechanichosov, so Rashi says that means even a nickname that the family called him. Amol, the family gave you like a middle name. Even that name also, I never called my friend. I was always makbet to call my friend by his right name, not by any nickname. So the Mishnah says, V'yoyid Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Beis HaKnesses Shechorov. If a Beis HaKnesses is Chorov, it's ruined, nobody uses it anymore. Still ain't maspidim b'soichoi. It has kedusha that makom, and you're not supposed to bring a mace there, like to say a hesped there. V'yem avshilim b'soichoi chavolim. You can't go there to make strings there. So Rashi says there's a lot of doubt to making strings, for just that any type of work you should not do in the room shul. In other words, to make string, Rashi says, you need a long place. You have to roll the strings to roll it up. You need a wide place. So usually a shul is a nice wide place. You would want to use it to make the strings. You're not allowed to. The ain't portion of soichoy mitzudos. You can't put inside their traps. The ain't shoychin agaga peris. You can't put on the roof of a basic knesses fruits to dry up. In other words, even though the basic knesses is chorav, but they're not davening there anymore, still it has kedusha, and you have to be nice in the kedusha. The ain't nois and nois kapandria. You're not allowed to make a shortcut through a shul. If you want to go from the alleyway to Beverly, you're not allowed to stop, walk through the shul to make a shortcut. Shneim and the pasuk says, that I'll destroy the Mikdashim. If we darshin Kedushasan Afke Shein Shemimin, even when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, still there's Kedusha and its Makam. And we'll see in the Gemara that a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash is called a Mikdash Mat. So the same way the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha after it's destroyed, the same way every Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash also has Kedusha even after it's destroyed. Let's say now on this ruined ground, grass grows up, asovim, reeds grow up. Is lo yitlut, you should not pluck them out. But nayagmas nefesh, to make people feel bad. In other words, they look, they'll feel so terrible. This was a place used to daven, used to be a basic nefesh, and now look what's doing there, reeds are growing up. So you should not pluck them out, but rather leave them there, but nayagmas nefesh, people should feel bad that the shul was chorav. Right. So tomorrow, Tana Rabbanan, Bote Knesiyos Einoyge Bim Kalas Rosh. And a Beis HaKnesses, a place that you daven, it means a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. A Malkum that's Kavua, for only davening there, you're not allowed to be Noyge Kalas Rosh. Like, do easy things, light things there. What does that mean? Like ein oichlem bem, you can't eat there. V'yein shoysim bem, not allowed to drink there. V'yein yusim bem, you can't get dressed in the shul. Rashi says it means v'yein miskashtim asoichoy, like the women can't put on makeup there, or anybody can't get dressed there. Make yourself look nice in the shul, you shouldn't do. V'yein mitayelim bem, you don't take a walk, stam in shul, talking to somebody. V'yein nichnosim bem, b'chamach ne'achamach. And it's too sunny outside, you don't go into shul now to protect yourself from the sun. And if it's raining outside, it's not nice to go into shul to protect yourself from the rain. So Malkam Kodesh, that's called Kalas Rosh. You start walking in there for your own purposes and not for the Malkam Kodesh. You're not allowed to bring your mace into a shul to say Hesped there if it's a Hesped Shayochid. We'll soon see what that means. But you're allowed to read in the shul, you're allowed to learn there. If there's a hespit, either it's a gadol that was nifter, and the whole rabbim is going to come together, or else you have big gedolim that are going to say the hespit, that a lot of people are going to come together. If the rabbim and everybody's coming together, but then it's a tzarech, you have no place else to say the hespit, then you're allowed to use the shul. But when you're going to have the whole rabbim coming together, then it's mutter. Rashi, Hespit Shor Rabbi means Shor Talmud Chochem. Shneis, if a Talmud Chochem died, Shetzrichim Nesasev. You need a place for a lot of people to get together. Ula Aspidoi, Ubesa Knesset Roy Lekach, Vavnei Shor Bayez Godel. Since the shul is the big room, so if you need it, then you're allowed to. As if you don't need it, you have a small Levaya, you should not go into the shul. Vashaykh, if it's a big Levaya, a lot of people are coming together, then you're allowed to use the shul to make the Hespit there. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Amosai, what is it said, the Yeshuvan? When they're using the shul isn't in use. Aber bechubonon, after it's destroyed, manicha noisa, you leave the shul, you leave it alone. The oilen ben asovin, and you let the grass, the reeds grow there. For lo yitlosh, and you should not pluck out the grass, mefayag mas nefesh, in order that people should feel bad. They'll see the makom that was once the base of Knesset, and now nothing's doing there, just reeds are growing up, will make you feel bad. So Mori asks, Asovim Mandacha Shemayu. Who's talking about grass here? We had a machlokes, can you do these things in the shul or not? So he said, it's only said when the shul is in use. But the chubonon, it's mutter. Manichanos, then you could do these things there. So who's talking about now about letting the grass, plucking out the grass or not? So Mori says, Chasuri Nechsevoch Ketoni. Something is missing here, and this is the way it should be learned. O Mechabde Noisoi, O Mavitze Noisoi. This is not Alochem. When you have a base of Knesset that's in use, you're supposed to be mechaber, clean the floor, or mabit nice, like throw water on the floor to keep it nice and clean. To use the floor, why? Kadesh lo yalo ben asovim. To make sure grass does not grow up, the reeds should not grow up. There's an inyan to keep the shul clean, to make sure no reeds grow there. And now on this, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when was this said, that you're supposed to make the shul look nice, and not let the reeds grow up there? Is the yeshuvan only when you're using the shul? Aval bechubonon, after the shul is destroyed, manicha noisan. Then you're allowed to let the grass, the reeds grow up. Lalois, you're allowed to let them grow there. Olu behen asovim, let's say the grass did grow up there, then the din is lo yitloish. You're not supposed to cut it down anymore. Let it keep on growing. If neyagmas nefesh, the people should feel bad to see such a mokum that used to have kedusha to it, now nothing doing. Omer Rabbi Yasi. Boti kinesiya sheba bovil al tenai hein asuyin. A base of Knesset in Bovil, not in Eretz Yisrael in Bovil, Yishno Metchila was built on a tenai. As if to say that what? That Ras Tosis learns that just means that after the base of Medrid, the base of Knesset is Chorav, the Kedusha goes off it. And the Konami calls the man the base of Knesset, you're using it, a tenai doesn't help. Not like a lot of people knowing today. When you build a shul, even if you build it Metchila on a tenai, that you want to sometimes use it for other purposes, it doesn't help. The Tanai Tosis says doesn't help. As far as Mashem is Gemara here. The Tanai only helps that when the Beis HaMedrash is Chorav, then you're allowed to do these things. Our Mishnah says, even after the Beis HaKnesses is Chorav, still there's Kedusha there, you can't do these things there. So on this, the Gemara is saying that the Batu Knesias and Bavel, since they build it up on a Tanai in a condition, that if we want to use it for another purpose, it helps when it's destroyed. And the Gemara says, but even so, still, even when it's Chorav, you can't be knowing Kalas Rosh. That you can't do in a Mokkan, that's a shul. Oman Ninu, what's called Kalas Rosh that you can't do? Cheshbonis. Stam to make cheshbonis, stam to do your business there. Stam to make calculations of stam things, natural dvar mitzvah, it's also to do in the makom of a shul, even after it's destroyed. That's what Taisa, the top Taisa. What's a lema? Calls the man shein v'teilin. Calls the man the shul is bottle, then you can do what you want. To a chazinim a price of liyel. V'gam am royim lehoi royim l'koyis lehem b'gishamim. You can't said before the Maisa, when it was raining, you can't coincide it. El mishum de shmait, because they were learning Torah. But calls the man, the base chnesis is in use, you can't do what you want there, even though it was made on a Tanai. The Tanai Taisa says only helps that after the shul is bottle, is charav, then you can do what you want in the shul. By the Omer Abasi, based on Knesset Shemachashrim by Cheshbonis. If you have a shul that people do their Cheshbonis, they make the calculations there, they do their place income tax there, they do their accounting there, is Malinin by Asameis, because of that Avera, that they're not in Kalas Rosh and Shul, so they come out, you're going to have to leave a mace there. So the Gemara Malinin talk about that, what's one got to do with the other? So Gemara says, like Leisagi, the Lav Hochi, it's possible you won't have to leave over a mace. So what do you have to do with a mace here? So Gemara means like this, Ela Lesoif, she learned a boy mace mitzvah. What it means to say is because of this Avera, that people are not in Kalas Rosh and Shul, so they come out that people will die in the city, and there'll be nobody to take care of them, there'll be a mace mitzvah. So it's going to come out that you can have a mace mitzvah to take care of because of this Avera. Because of the Avera that you're not making covered to the basic necessities, the people will die. Right. The Yusin Mihen says what you're not allowed to get dressed up in shul. Omar Rovo Chachomim V'Talmidei Mutarim. But the Rebbe and his Talmidim that are learning there in the Beis Medrash, they're allowed to, like, get dressed there. The other Rishuv and Levi, my Bei Rabbonin, why is it called the Bei Rabbonin? Means base of the Rabbonin. Since they're learning Torah there the whole day, they're there the whole time, so it's not called Kalas Rosh if they do what they have to do. They're allowed to get dressed there, they're allowed to eat there, they could drink there, because they're living there. They're talking of living in the Beis Medrash and learning there. So Rashi, my Bei Rabbonin, Lo Makorin Batei Midrashos Bei Rabbonin. Why is the Beis Medrash called the Bei Rabbonin? Nefisha Beisan Hu L'Chol Dover. Because that's what they live there. That's the Beisan L'Chol Dover. Like they're living there the whole day, so they're allowed to. That's part of the learning Torah. They're doing what they want the whole day there. Right, and then the Mishnah says, V'yei Nechnosim Behem B'Cham Afnei Achamon U'V'Gshom Afnei Agashomim. Even when it's raining outside, you're not allowed to go into the shul just to protect you from the rains. This is Taisa's Raya that it doesn't help it tonight. Like if you made the shuls and bubble on it tonight, so the chur of tonight is whenever we need it, we should be allowed to use it. So if it's raining, why can't you go in there? El Lamai, nothing doing. Even when it's raining, you can't go into shul. Close the mind, the shul is usable, and as it's Kedusha, it can't be Nei Kalas Rosh. Samar says, Ki ha de Ravino, Rav Ada Bar Matna. Heavy Kaimi Vishali Shilta de Rava. They are both learning Torah, asking questions from Rava. In the middle, also Zilcha de Mitra. It came down a rainfall. Came down. I'm Levei Kanishta, so right away they walked into Shul. Amr, they said like this. Hi, the Alin Levei Kanishta, not that we went into the Shul. Love me, Shul Mitra. Not because time it's raining outside, we want to protect ourselves from the rain. Ele Mishum de Shmaitata, de Shmaitata, Boyi Chelusa. Because learning Torah needs a clear headlight, a clear day, kiyuma diyistina. You need a clear day to learn Torah. In other words, you have to have yishuv adas, your mind has to be with you when you're learning. So it was hard for them to learn outside in the rain. That's why they were meikel to go into shul. But our Tosafot says that they wouldn't have been learning, they would not have had a heter to go into shul. You can't go in for your own purpose. But they went in because that was the purpose of learning. For learning, you gotta go in. Right. Omele Ravacha Brede Rabbele Ravashi. E Itzruch Leili Inish. Le Mikre Gavr Mevei Kanishta. Let's say you have to go into shul for the purpose of calling out somebody. You're not going in there to daven now. You're just, somebody's in there. Your father's there. You want to call him out? So how do you go in? You're not allowed to go into a shul for your own purpose. Now, what should you do? Omele, he said like this. If you're a Talmud Chacham, when you go into shul, say halacha there. So it's not called you went in just for your own purpose to call somebody out. You're there, you're learning there. If you're not a learner, say a Mishnah. the Korif Nader read Chumishu Laila Psuka, say a Pasuk. The law, if you don't not even say Chumish, Laimel El Yenuka Eimel Ipsukechem. Go tell a kid there in Shul, teach me a Pasuk Chumish. But do some learning when you're in Shul, then it's okay to go in there just to call somebody else. Inami, in other territories, Nishoya Purta Venekim. If you sit down a little bit in Shul, then get up, it's okay. Because there's a mitzvah, Ashra Yeshua Vesechon. There's a mitzvah just to sit in Shul. Just sitting in Shul is called a mitzvah. So if you go in there and sit down, that's a mitzvah. So even though you're going in now to call somebody else out, but if you sit down, that's also alright. The Lachat's brought down what you should do is, first you should call your friend, and then you should sit down. Shasant. Because when you do last, that's the more chash of a thing. So the Maestad looks then that you're in there to learn. Just while you're learning, you're also calling your friend. But if you first just say a pasuk and then you run to your friend to call him out, it looks like the main thing you did was to call your friend out. That's not right. So just if you say psukim, it's also all right. So you should go in there, tell something, and then it could be on your way out. If you say psukim or say a mishnah, that would also be good. You have to sit down only if you're not doing any learning there. Fight. Umaspidim ben hesped sharabim. There's a chilek. Stam hesped you shouldn't say in shul, but if it's sharabim, you're allowed to. Hechidom yesped the rabbim. What's called a hesped for a rabbim? A lot of people. Is mocho rav chizda pointed going to hesped the koy de rosheshes. As a chizda and rosheshes both alive at the same time, and each one was giving respect to the other one. So if chizda was saying, if there ever be a hesped, the rosheshes will go there to say the hesped there, so the whole city for sure is going to come to hear and say the hesped. That's called the hesped shor rabbim. That you're allowed to do it in shul. And mocho rav sheshes, Rav Sheshes, on the other hand, pointed to Rav Chizda to say, Kogoyin has spended the koi by Rav Chizda. If there'll be a hesped, that Rav Chizda would be the same hesped, also the whole city will come to hear and give the hesped. That's called, you need a big place for everybody to come together, then it's mutter to do it in the shul. Rafram asafte lekalaisei, b'nei kenishta. Rafram set a hesped on his daughter-in-law, and he said the hesped in shul. Omri said like this, Mishum Yikora de Di, or the Naisa also Kul Yama. Like to give respect to me and to my daughter-in-law, for sure the whole rabbin is going to come, so we need a big place, it's mutter to do it in shul. Reb Zera Safta Luhumi Rabbanon Ve Knishtrim. Zera also gave hesped for a rabbanon in the shul. Omri said also, I Mishum Yikora de Di, I Mishum Yikora de Di, the Naisa, also Kul Yama. If not only for respect of this person, but for me, that I'm there giving the hesped, the whole rabbin will come, therefore we're allowed to do it in shul. Resh Lakish Saftel Hutzum Rabbonim, the Shlicha Be'ad Yisrael. Rav Shlakish once was saying a hesped for Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael, to have a Tony Hilchasa. He was learning halachis, Bechav Dalet Shurta. That means he was a Rebbe learning to Talmidim that was sitting in 24 rows. He had like 24 rows of Talmidim, he was teaching them Torah. That's what he used to do. His Damas Rosh Lakish said about the Talmud Chacham, Vei Choskra Arad Yisrael Gavar Rabba. Like Oyvei Eretz Yisrael is losing a great person. Now another story happened. Hehu Dehevei Toni Hilchasa, Sifra V'Sifri. There was a person that was learned for himself just. Sifra, Sifri, V'Toysefta. Ushchishchiv, and he died. Also, the Yomel Rav Nachman, it's also Rav Nachman, Lispedei Mar, given a hesped. Omar, he said, Hechinaspedei, how shall I say a hesped? Is Haitzina de Moli Sifri. That this person was like a bag full of svarim. Tichasar, that's what they're missing. In other words, he didn't give him that much covet by stairs because he didn't learn with other people. He was just learning for himself. So he said, we're missing now like a bag full of svarim. See what's the difference between the great people of Eretz Yisrael and the people of Bavel. The Tanan Hossam, learnt over there, says really a Mishnah novice, Udi Ishtamish Betaga Cholef. If somebody uses the crown, he'll pass over, go out of the world. Which means if you use the crown of Torah for your own respect, for your own purposes, you'll have Misa. Tanu Resh Lakish, Zeh Mishtamish B'mi Sheshrein Alokhois. Yeah, that means if somebody uses, lets a Talmud Chacham work for him, the Mishtamishim, that's the Inyan of the Cholof, it's no good, it's not a good thing. The Yomer, so the Bas says, you skip these next three words, Kisla Shatarva shouldn't really be here. Now the Yomer Ula, Lishtamish Inish B'man De Toni Abo, V'lo Lishtamish B'man De Masni Abo. You could have somebody work for you if you just learn four Sederim of Mishnayisin, but not to somebody that learned to other people four Sederim of Mishnayis. In other words, if you learn to other people, that's the bigger Madregam, you're not allowed to let him work for you. You can't be Mishtamish with him. That's this Mishnah, or the Mishtamish Patanga, somebody uses, makes like a Talmud Chacham work for him, to be Mishtamish Shem is Cholav, you'll go all pass all over the world. Mor says, Gihor the Rish Lakish. What's happened to the Rish Lakish? Heavy Ozil the Yurk, he was going in the street. Mati Urkumodamayi came over like a river. He was walking through a big puddle of water. And it was hard for him to go over it. Is also garb a person came to a shlokish achav akasvei. He picked a shlokish up, put him on his shoulders. He'll come amale and carry him over the water. Amale, so a shlokish, yes, this person. Chorus, did you read chumish? Amale, Karina, yes, I read chumish. Tonis, did you learn mishnayas? Tanina, learn mishnayas. Tanina, arba sidra mishnah. I learned four sederma of mishnayas. Amale, so a shlokish told to him, Tasalta luchwa bo ture, you like hacked out four mountains. Vitanta Beirish Lokish Akasvacha. Like, how can you carry me? Like, you're a Talmud Chacham, and I'm not allowed to be Mishtamish to use a Talmud Chacham. So Rish Lokish told him, Shodi Balakisha B'maya. Throw me down, throw Rish Lokish into the water. Omalei, so the person answered back, Nichali, no, I'd rather the Shemin and Lamar. I'd rather carry you, but teach me. You want to do me something a favor back? Teach me some Torah. He hochti, if so, gome minei ha-milsa. Rish Lakish went right away to teach him these two halachas. To Yomer Reb Zera. Reb Zera said like this. Rish Lakish taught him this halacha of Reb Zera. That B'noisi Yisroel, hei nechmir al atzman. That the B'noisi Yisroel will machmir upon himself and look as nida. Sha'afilu royas, tipas dam vichardul, yosheva sol of shivas nekiyim. Shiva nekiyim. That's the chumra of Reb Zera. They even told me, the Raisa, when an Isha first becomes a nida, she only has to wait 7 days whether she sees or not. After 7 days, if she doesn't see any more dam, she'll go to the mikveh she's tor. We have the Zera said, the B'nai Shisroel and Machmino, that any time they see even a little speck of dam, they're knowing as if they have a din zover on them, and they have to wait till they have Zayin Nikiyim. They have to count 7 days that they don't see any dam at all. That's called the Chumra they made upon themselves. In fact, another loch he told him was, Tanad Ve'eliyo, called Hashoyne Halochos. Whoever learns halachas, our girsas b'chol yoyim, is muftach loishu ben elam haba. He's for sure to be a ben elam haba. She never applies success, halichas olam loy. His al-tikri, halichas, not stam walking, el halachas. In other words, halachas is the pshat that's supposed to teach us how to go. Halichas mean walking. How do we know how to walk? We're through the halachas. The halachas, how to teach us how to walk through. Seems what the two halachas that Rish Lakish taught this person. By the Tana Rabbanan.